Welcome back, y'all, to I Promise to Shoot You If You Become a Zombie. I'm Nikki, and today we're going to be talking about Christian Andriakios. Have y'all heard of him? I listened to his story on Culpable. If you have not listened to the Culpable podcast, you need to run, sprint, jump, go. Go listen to it. It talks about Christian and his story, and it was also on the CBS News here in last month. And this story is so sad. It's based out of Meridian, Mississippi, and I, like I said, I live in Mississippi. I said that on my last episode, and this episode just really hit close to home. It's just so sad, and I really, my opinion, I believe that the police department and all of the people in the office of government up there, or police, or any of the officials up there, I believe they all dropped the ball. But we're going to talk about it tonight, and y'all just bear with me. Like I said, I'm just learning how to do this, but I'm really excited, and I love true crime, and I hope that I can reach some of y'all, and I really hope that y'all enjoy tonight's episode. So, here we go. So, first of all, if you have not heard of Ray Andriakio, Christian's mom, this woman is a firecracker and such an advocate for her son. She's even got a Facebook page group in support of Christian and the people that believe that it was not a suicide, that it was a murder. And she has fought since 2014, since he died, to get justice for him. And my idea is, go mama, do your thing, darling, because she is rocking it. She says she is not giving up. She knows that her baby boy was not, that he did not kill himself, that he was murdered. And I love her tenacity and her drive to keep going. Like, what mama would not do that for their child? So that, she is awesome. So she said that he was a hard worker. He was on the verge of becoming one of the youngest tugboat captains on the Mississippi and facing a long, successful career. He was a tugboat captain and loved his job, and he was real close to his boss on the boat, and he loved what he did, and he was just a good person, a good kid. Everybody that knew him loved him, and it's just such a tragedy the way this happened. So Christian's girlfriend was Whitley Goodman, and in 2014 he was working on the tugboat, and February of 2014, he left his job from the tugboat, and he was picked up by his best friend, Dylan Swearingen. He was going to confront Whitley about allegedly cheating on him. He was then found dead in his apartment February 26th of 2014. The investigation was very brief, and it didn't take them long to rule it a suicide, but he was found with a gunshot wound to the head as he was laying over the bathtub. And if you've seen these pictures, which they're, it's awful, but if you've seen these pictures, you can look, and his arms are clearly by his knees. He's leaning over the bathtub, and it's just a sad situation. Dylan and Whitley were both in the apartment at the time of the shooting. Whitley says that she was asleep, and the gun was found by Christian's left leg, but he was right-handed. So, explain that. His mom, Ray, also explained that he told her one time, if anybody ever tells you I killed myself, you come looking, because I wouldn't do that. In 2017, a jury did not indict the two people who were connected to Andriakios' death. So Ray has been fighting tooth and nail to make sure that Christian gets justice. If you listen to the Culpable podcast, he does interviews with the family and Christian's friends and his boss from the tugboat, and if you listen to that whole podcast, I don't know how there's any way that you can come out of it believing that he shot himself. I did not know Christian, but I know a lot of people that did. Like I said, I'm from Mississippi, and I'm not far from Meridian, and it's just such a sad situation, and it just, I really hope that they get some justice. In November of 2019, the Meridian City Council asked the United States Department of Justice to investigate the city's handling of Andreacchio's case. As of January of this year, there have still been no arrests made, but Christian's family believes that there was foul play committed by Whitley and Dylan. Ray Andreacchio recounted the first time that her and Christian supposedly met at a party. This is coming from the Cinemaholic online. She said that Whitley seemed to be polite and a cute girl. And Christian's dad, Todd, said that when they first met Whitley, she appeared to be a quiet girl and the parents didn't object to their relationship. Ray said that she felt like Christian wanted to save Whitley from her so-called chaotic life at home. Ray says after the first month of Christian and Whitley dating, it already had bumps in the road, and that made her concerned. Christian's parents wouldn't let Whitley move in with them at their house, and that is when Christian decided to get his apartment in Meridian. He also supposedly let Whitley use his BMW. Not long after that, Christian had an accident. He was on the tugboat when this accident occurred. And after that, Ray said that Whitley falsely told Christian that she was pregnant. This was mostly done through text. Christian's parents didn't see anything but conflict in Whitley and Christian's life. When Christian was found on February 26, 2014, dead in his apartment, it was only a 45-minute investigation. Like, really? Only 45 minutes before y'all decide that it's a suicide? Like, what is going on? But anyway, that's what it was. It was claimed a suicide. And to this day, his family suspects Whitley has played a part in Christian's death. So, in 2019, an episode of Culpable podcast, they hired private investigators and they got together to examine the suspiciousness of Christian's death. They were also able to track down Whitley, and she was in and out of places a lot, and they found her in Key West, Florida. So the investigators approached Whitley and eventually set up a time to meet, but Whitley never showed up. When she didn't show, the investigators tried to get in contact with her through text, and she didn't respond. She removed her social media accounts from the web back then, except her Twitter account, but she hasn't been active on it since 2013. That's just a little suspicious. In January of 2021, on the 48 Hours episode, Whitley broke her silence by reading a poem she wrote about Christian's death. According to the Cinemaholic, the poem was from her point of view, and it seemed to paint her as a victim, and she took no questions from the crew afterwards. Whitley's mom said that she changed her appearance to escape the attention surrounding the case and has had difficulty retaining jobs. As of 2021, Whitley nor Dylan, neither one, have been proven guilty or even charged with Christian's murder. So, for all purposes, they technically remain innocent until proven guilty. So, let's talk about Dylan. Dylan, buddy, best buds with Christian. Dylan was the one that actually made the 911 call on February 26, 2014, to report Christian's death. The day before Christian's death, Ray Andreacchio said that Christian had received multiple calls from Dylan. Ray said that even his crew members on the tugboat noticed this. Dylan was the one that was wanting Christian to come home, and his family did not know, but Christian had been granted permission to leave the boat the day before his death. Dylan was the one that picked Christian up outside of New Orleans, and then they drove back to Meridian. So according to Christian's family's attorney, on February 26th, Dylan and Christian visited Christian's apartment together. And afterwards, Dylan was spotted in a bank surveillance footage trying to access Christian's money. Dylan told people later that Christian wanted him to have the money. He also told the authorities that he was running errands before going back to Christian's apartment around 4 that afternoon. That's when Dylan said he found Christian lying dead in the bathtub. The team from Culpable Podcast tried to get a statement from Dylan, but they were unsuccessful. But according to his Facebook profile, he still lives in Meridian. He's just kept a low profile. And of course, he still remains innocent until proven guilty. According to WTOK.com, May of 2020, Jett Miller and Whitley Goodman filed the $47 million lawsuit in Lauderdale County Circuit Court earlier this month against Christian Andreacchio's family and the Culpable Podcast for publishing and reporting false accusations and defamatory statements about the plaintiffs on multiple social media platforms and on 2 podcasts involving the 2014 death of Christian Andreacchio. So Dylan told police that Whitley and Christian had been arguing earlier that day, and Christian pulled a gun out and pointed it to his head and asked Whitley, "Do you love me?" Whitley was also asked if she ever remembers Christian talking about hurting himself, and she said, "I don't think so." Police did perform a gunshot residue test on Dylan and Whitley, and they both came back positive. So Whitley explained her gunshot residue test being positive because she said that her and her friend Matt Miller were shooting guns the night before. This was maybe 12 hours later. And did she not wash her hands or rub her face or anything? I mean, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. So Jett Miller is Matt Miller's cousin. So they're all just kind of intertwined. Meridian, if you do not know, it's a fairly small town. You know, everybody knows everybody. It's just one of those kind of towns. So if you're friends with one person, you're pretty much friends with all of their friends, or at least know who they are. So there's so much more about this case, and I cannot, there's no way that I can fit it all into one episode. That's why I'm begging you, please, after you listen to this, go over and listen to Culpable. It is an amazing podcast. If you are at all interested in this story, please go listen to Culpable. You can also find the information online with 48 Hours and Crime Watch and True Crime. I mean, it's everywhere, and you should really just listen and read and pay attention because something is fishy. But as I have said before, nobody has been convicted, and there has not been any proof that it was murder. It has been ruled a suicide. Well, thank y'all for joining me again. I hope that y'all come back. I hope that y'all enjoy. And please continue to follow and listen and share. Bye.